I just broke down. I had a panic attack while I was at sergeant school because of what happened in Iraq. And this is the first time I really had symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder was while I was at AIT. Well, I ended up finishing AIT and continued on in the military. I'm sorry, not AIT, sergeant school. And continued on in the military. And I was still having breakdowns and panic attacks. And I was so incredibly depressed. And I couldn't get out of the funk. I couldn't carry on with my life. I couldn't be happy. I was just always so sad. Finally, one day I was driving to school and I called up my older brother and I said, "You have to come get me. I can't drive anymore. I'm crying. You have to come get me and take me to the VA. I just can't do it. I cannot carry on with my life right now." So he took me to the VA and they got me in right away and saw a therapist, got on some medication, and after 5 months, I was doing 100% better. I mean, I was off medication, I was done seeing a therapist. And since then, I've had a couple of relapses, not nearly as bad, but times when I had to go back and see a therapist because I was having more nightmares. I was experiencing more, they're called intrusive thoughts, as opposed to, I wasn't having flashbacks, but I would have thoughts about Iraq, and it would be bad thoughts, and it would make me very upset and depressed again. And so now I am at the point now where I watched fireworks this 4th of July and didn't have the urge to go hide underneath a table or go in my car and drive away. I was actually enjoying them for the first time since I've gotten home. In 4 years, I could enjoy fireworks again. So that's a very positive thing. But it's been a very hard journey, and that's why I like sharing it with people so that they can realize what it's really like for some people. Granted, some soldiers don't go through PTSD, so they're fine, and there's no story to tell there, but I definitely had a lot of struggle with that.